Saskatchewan celebrates. Welcome into the Green Zone post-game show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson. I'm here in Winnipeg. Kevin Martell is in my seat helping quarterback the coverage as we continue to bring you from parties around the province, including the Green Mile. We go there now. Jillian Massey is on the scene. Jillian, what do you got from the Green Mile in Regina?
Well, you know, it's getting a little bit rowdy down here. We did see a few people get called down by police from climbing up the signs. There was a little bit of that. But everybody's having a great, great time here. I'm here with Shaney Lambert, actually. And, you know, he's really getting the party started. Shaney, if you don't mind, do what you did.
Well, yeah, I used to play in the Rough Rider Pep Band from 99 to 2009.
Absolutely. I guess just in during that time, did you have any special moments with the Riders?
Yeah, I got to say the 07 Grey Cup in Toronto, watching Kerry Joseph bring home number 3 for the Riders. You know, it was a huge win and a great day.
Absolutely. Now you're here, you're on the Green Mile. Can you just tell me how you're feeling?
It's elation. It's excitement. We've had heartbreak against these Alouettes. Some really hurtful ones, and finally today to prevail feels pretty amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Take care. No, so he was really queuing up the band here. He led the charge. There's a lot of call and response. There's lots of excitement going on down here. So back to you, Jamie.
That is Jillian Massey. Now let's go to the champagne-peppered locker room of the Riders with Britton Gray. Britton, who do you got with us?
Micah Johnson. I got Micah Johnson here with me. Micah, Grey Cup champion once again.
Yeah, man. It feels awesome. Can't make it up. It's a beautiful feeling. Beautiful feeling.
What's it mean to do this, this point in your career, to continue to prove people wrong?
Man, it's everything to me. Like, I always keep a chip on my shoulder. That's kind of how I move around. So it's just everything, man, to get it to this point, man. We've been working hard.
What's the atmosphere like in this room right now?
Just see, we turned up. Them boys crazy. Them boys is crazy. So we super turned up.
What plans for you made just brought to this organization? You were here before him, and now you get to see him with it.
Man, he brought everything. Everything, man. He was everything to us. It's amazing, bro. Like, he's that guy for real.
Run me through the emotions when that ball falls incomplete and you guys are champions.
It still don't feel real right now, for real. I don't think it's going to feel real until it settles in, like, overnight. It don't even feel real.
What do you think the atmosphere's like in Regina right now?
Oh, they can't wait. I can't wait to touch back down in the streets. We're going to turn up.
Micah, just this group all year. Don't flinch.
Yeah.
Battle back. Whenever the Alouettes punch you guys, you punch back. How was that mindset getting instilled in this team?
I mean, it was everything. Hey, look at AD. It was everything, you know, just... We've been fighting all year. We've been grinding all year. Like, that's how we move. So it was no different tonight, anytime, or the week previous to it. When we're down behind, it don't matter. Like, we just going to keep chopping.
It's been too long for you to celebrate like this, right? It's been too long.
It's been way too long, bro. It's been way too long.
Okay, so go enjoy the party.
All right, let's go.
Micah Johnson.
That is Britton Gray live in the Rider locker room as they pour the champagne. I wonder if Britton got it yet. You think Britton got it yet,
too.
Guys?
Britton's got it.
I'm jealous of Britton right now. I want to be in that locker room.
He's like doing champagne. That's why. I know that. Britton's probably trying to keep his equipment dry, right?
I almost guaranteed to Britton Gray, because he asked some tough questions to these guys. I'm like, they're going to drown you in that locker room. They will absolutely drown you. So we'll check in with Britton throughout the evening. Of course, the parties around Saskatchewan. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson, Kevin Martell holding things down, directing us around the province. Kevin, where are we going to next?
Yeah, not just around the province, Jamie, but also in Winnipeg. Let's go back there to Manitoba's capital. Dave, you were at the game. Tell us how you're feeling tonight.
Well, overall feeling really great. Got to admit that. Yeah, it was pretty electric in the stadium there, especially in the second half, and it was getting a little tense, but... But yeah, it was pretty happy. Got pretty loud too.
Didn't it feel like you were at Mosaic? Like at the end of that game when Davis Alexander needed a touchdown, I was blown away how loud it was.
Yeah, it was. It was tough. It was tougher, well, just with my puck on. But yeah, we went in the end zone. It was a little different. I don't know, sound even in the stadium kept cutting out. But yeah, it was really loud. It was like Mosaic. And I was in the end zone right when the fumble with Montreal went for that short yards and fumbled was right in front of me. So yeah, everyone just went nuts. It was pretty crazy. So the one thing I was wondering was when Montreal was marching. And, well, they got an illegal procedure. They first, which they thought we accepted it. Then we declined it. Then they stopped it again, and they reset the clock. Well, it should have been second down. Or am I missing something?
No, so it was a dead play. So it was first down, dead play, but he declined the penalty because if he would have accepted the penalty, it would have stopped the clock, and the clock wouldn't have started until the snap of the ball. So he declined it. So the clock would keep rolling because it was only 5 yards difference and there were so many yards down the field. He wanted that clock to burn. That's what Corey Mace decided was to decline the penalty. They got the down wrong and had to correct it to first down is what happened there. So we're all over the place. We're in Winnipeg. We're on the Green Mile. We're on 8th Street. And we're back in the Rider locker room with Britton Gray. Britton, take it away. Who you got right now?
Jamarcus, Grey Cup champion once again. How's it feel? Feels great. It's coming home to Regina. I'm so glad we've done it for this group. I wanted to see that green and white confetti so bad for these guys and to bring it home. Regina is coming home.
This is what you envisioned when you signed here 2 years ago, right? You had a championship culture building.
Absolutely. This is why I showed up to work and I ran like a crazy dog every day because I know we can do this.
What's it mean to do it after you had to endure some losses as a member of a Bomber to get back here?
Man, I was addicted to this feeling, so I know I wasn't crazy. This is what I wanted. But those losses, I guess I learned from them, and I'm a champ now. I can call these guys in 30 years and say, what up, champ?
Well, run me through what the emotions were when that ball falls incomplete and you guys are the champions.
When that ball fell incomplete, I just look, oh, my God, I don't know how to describe the rest of life. All I thought about was my shirt off coming out of Albert and Broad with the Grey Cup, with Regina outside, with -3 weather. We're having a parade in Regina, baby.
What's it mean to do this for guys like Logan Ferland, Jorgen Hughes, Trent Lauther?
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted those guys to see how this felt. And now they're going to understand why I showed up to work every day and why I chased that ball every day. Because I wanted them to feel this, and now they're going to do it. But I had so much competition every day, I didn't do it alone. When I ran to the ball, I was chasing guys on our team and racing them, so I definitely didn't do it alone.
How many people have you thrown on your shoulders tonight?
I lost count a while ago, but after a cup of cigars, I'm about to start over.
All right, enjoy the rest of the evening.
I love you, Riders.
That is Britton Gray live from the Rider locker room. He better be careful. He might be the next guy on those shoulders.
Yeah, if Yoshi grabs you, man, you ain't getting away.
Look out,
carrying Britton Gray around. Get video. We need video of that.
Just for a sec, he's the real heartbeat of this football team, isn't he?
He was the first one to get the trophy.
Yeah. Geez, that would have surprised us a little bit, hey?
And don't forget, fellas, like, you know, when the Riders are running the ball or receiver catching the ball, who's down the field?
Yeah.
Jamarcus Hart, he was pushing guys down, you know, to get a first down.
That's a lot of hustling, man. A lot of size to haul around like that. And he never takes a playoff. He never quits on anything.
No.
Britton Gray's right. He picks up almost everybody for doing something right. Picks him up physically, and he picks him up emotionally.
They should pick Britton up, man.
Yeah, let's go.
See that one.
I agree. I 100% agree with you on that. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson, and, of course, Kevin Martell holding things down as we go from corner to corner here on a special Saskatchewan Celebrates edition of the Green Zone, a post-game show. But we do have our regular features. Let's get to it.
From chop blocks and dirty hits to big-time catches and fans in the stands.
That was a good old Southern spanking right there. Mm-hmm. I love every bit of it.
You never know what'll catch Belton's attention. It's Belton's Beasts and Beefs.
All right, Belton, where are we starting with Beasts and Beefs?
Let's go ahead and start with the beef, Jamie.
Okay, what do you got for the beef?
Well, I'm going to give you one, right? With this being the Grey Cup celebration and everything. But in the fourth quarter there, I don't know if you guys remember, but A.J. Ouellette had that unnecessary roughness penalty. And, again, this is when the game is still in, you know, some tension going on and everything. And I thought he did a great job hustling, getting down the field. But, you know, when I saw the look on Corey Mace's face, ooh-wee, that didn't look like – that looked like my mom looking at me, like, ready to spank me, to be honest with you. So that's my beef on that, Jamie.
Oh, I was so mad. I was there with you. I'm like, that, because they could have been close enough almost to kick a field goal to go up by two possessions. So Brett Lawther missed one, that kept him. Then A.J. Ouellette pushed him back 15 yards. I'm like, oh, my God, they're doing everything they want to try to tie this game and send it to overtime. So, that's a great beef.
What about your kicker?
I'm letting that ride tonight.
Didn't you see him on the stage with his baby? Come on.
I got a list, but it's just Grey Cup here. I just want to give one.
Okay, everything else is
forgettable. No rundowns.
Okay.
You okay with that, Jamie?
Absolutely. Let's get to your beast. What is Belton Johnson's main beast of the 112th Grey Cup?
It was Darryl's play of the game, man. That, you know, Shea Patterson fumbling on that quarterback sneak, and, Campbell forced the fumble there. And Marcus Sales recovering that ball right on the goal line, because it brought him out to the 30, right? It didn't keep the Riders backed up at the one or anything. So that was a heck of a play.
It was a crucial play, or who knows, they might still be playing right now,
right?
If that play wasn't made. As we continue here on the Green Zone, and I Britton Gray has just texted me, Corey Mace did dump a beer on Britton Gray in the Rider locker room.
That'll teach him to ask all those questions.
All those injury questions all season long. I'll be honest. I told him to do it.
No, don't admit that. Oh, now Britton will be looking for you.
I say you got to get Britton in the locker room. He's like, oh. I got you. So we continue here on the Green Zone. Saskatchewan celebrating. 1-877-332-8255, of course, is the fan line. If you want to celebrate with us wherever we find you, Kevin Martell, where are we going to next?
We're going to Langham, and we're talking to Jason. Jason, hopefully all of the beverage of choice that you had tonight went to where it was supposed to go, to your mouth.
Yes, it did. Well, from for to the end of the game. Yeah.
How you feeling tonight? Yeah.
Feeling actually pretty good. Pretty good, yeah. Kind of believe that. At the beginning of the year, I said this was our year I looked at our receiving core, and I'm like, it's probably the best in the CFL. And then if we had that all year, pretty much, if we could dominate our game. And for Trevor Harris, one of the guys, I know last year, I think a lot of people were down him because of his age and his injuries and all that. And saying, you know, if he should come back or not, but I'm glad May stuck with him, and because he just dominated there tonight. He just looked amazing. Some of the plays he made and had the veteran experience back there really helped out, I think.
Is he coming back? Trevor Harris has been asked about his future, if he's going to walk away after this. What do you think? Is he coming back?
I think he'll come back for one more year, try to repeat.
Yeah, I think that's the lure, isn't it? Doing it back to back.
I think so. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for joining the celebration here with us tonight as we continue on a special edition as Saskatchewan celebrates. Kevin, what do we got next?
We're back in Regina. Caden, and Caden, I have a note here that you're more than a little happy tonight.
Hey, fellas. It's great to be talking to you guys. I know I've been slacking these last few weeks. I've been mentally preparing myself for this call. Where you been? it's just, you know, it's been a long few weeks. I've been busy with everything, you know, school getting in full swing. But I guess, first of all, before we get into the happiness part of it, I got to talk about the game. Offensively, wow, amazing play from the offensive line. AJ and Amelis and Harris did what they were supposed to do. Defensively, what was it, three picks? Like, best secondary in the league. You know what? And if anybody wants to tell me we don't have the best secondary in the league, I think that Grey Cup says otherwise. Guys, let's we got to be honest here. Let's talk about the kicking situation. Who cares? We got a Grey Cup. I just want to say, celebrate. We just got back from the Green Mile and actually being able to experience it as a full grown adult. The last time was 2013, and
you started calling us in 2013, Kate?
Yeah, I would have been. That's 12 years ago now, so I would have been 9 years old when I started calling you guys, and now I'm 21, and being able to just experience this is just, it's just amazing. Actually, like being able to understand what the game is, and I just want to give a shout out to my dad Andrew, who's a season ticket holder. So, been going to all the games all year with me, and just, you know what, thank you, fellas, thank you so much for a great season. I appreciate it so much.
We've appreciated your call since I remember when Caden first called, and I was like, how old are you? And he said, I'm 9. And he's been calling every year from the beginning of the Green Zone when we were celebrating that 2013 championship. And now it's number 5.
Funny. Hey, as we Jamie, get... when he starts talking about schoolwork, now it's really schoolwork. It used to be like my spelling book or something. Now he's handing in term papers.
We continue here on the Green Zone. Let's hear from the winning coach, Corey Mason, year 2, has a title.
I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful these guys get to experience this, because we talk about deserving, right? More than deserving. But you got to go out there and earn it. They did that with conviction. We knew this is exactly who we expected to be. And we are indeed that, and that is awesome.
Coach, the challenge, nice, huh? I mean, usually you think of coaches trying to save that challenge for maybe a critical moment late in the game, but you threw it early, and that was a big turning.
Yeah, you know, I saw it live, and, you know, I go upstairs just to double-check. You know, sometimes you don't want to let emotions get the best of you. He was early. So, it made sense for us right there. We knew we get that ball in the one. Tommy Stevens is pretty good at his job. And it all worked out. But that was just, you know, that was just a culmination of even getting down there. You know what I mean? These guys, I can't say enough about the offense. And this kid here is unbelievable. Unbelievable football player.
I want you to talk about the offensive line a little bit too, if you will, because and Trevor said it. He had a pretty clean pocket most of the time. He was able to climb it. That unit was fantastic.
Look, you know, coming into this year and a little bit of last year, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, came back. I think people looked at it as a weakness for our team. You know, we were battle tested. You know, last year, and a lot of those guys got meaningful reps. coming into this year, you know, had a little bit more continuity. Guys got injured and then fought their way back. You know, Tate, Collins was out there, I mean, battling through. Honestly, man, we had a few guys that probably don't play week to week. They weren't going to miss this for their brothers. To me now, that position is one of strength. And shout out to Big Ed Harrison. You know, he put all that work in with those guys. But, you know, from Ferland to Yosh, the offensive line, I knew something was special. Offensive line came to Saskatchewan a week before camp started to watch film and work out together. Special group.
Coach, we showed Sam and some of your players some of your highlights from your playing days this this week, specifically the celebrations. Mm. So I want to know, what kind of celebrations can we expect from you when you get back in that locker room and maybe later tonight?
Yeah, you know, it depends on what song's on, but they get something. This is the fun part, you know, is about, you know, what's going to happen in that locker room. Sam doesn't even know yet. So let's get him out of here pretty quick so he can go celebrate with his teammates. But that's going to be awesome.
And of course, Corey Mace would make his way to the locker room and dump a beer on our own Britton Gray as we continue here on a special edition of the Green Zone Saskatchewan Celebrates. We have a lot more coming up as a 25-17 victory has a fifth Grey Cup championship for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This is the Green Zone on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Yes, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are your 2025 Grey Cup champions. 25-17, the final score from the 112th Grey Cup. Trevor Harris, the most outstanding player. Sam Emelis, the most outstanding Canadian. As we have more to come, Britton Gray, of course, the team starting to leave. They'll be heading to their celebratory party in Winnipeg. They'll be heading back to Regina at some point tomorrow. I imagine they might notify when fans can show up at the airport to welcome the boys home, because, Belton, that's a pretty special moment, isn't it?
Oh, man, that is the greatest feeling in the world, Eric Jamie. It's just, you know, one, to have the party and everything at the hotel. And then the other thing, you know, coming home where all the fans, they are there and just to greet you and everything, and some of the tears, the emotions, the same things we're hearing tonight, in the voices I've heard, that's the same thing you hear from the fans in person there, you know, at the airports and everything. And let's not forget the parade. I just remember the year I had the parade, it was minus something outside.
That was cold. Oh,
and
geez.
Belton, yeah. Young, and this is 07.
Yeah.
So I'm young, dumb, probably still am, but I was cold that day, and I was just wearing probably flip-flops and a coat, and I was on the back of a truck, and I asked them to stop, pull over, so I could get in the cab because I was too cold.
You guys.
Oh, man. But
you know better now.
Oh, I know better now. But those are it's a great feeling to come home after winning that cup. Really great feeling.
There are two members of the Rough Riders that just came out of the locker room who are lying in the confetti together. Just lying there. They're just soaking it all in.
Yeah.
Right now. They're not getting up. They're just like, we're Grey Cup champions. That might be Logan Ferlin and AJ Ouellette.
They're going to have to take a sticky roller to their clothes to get that stuff off.
Yes. Looks like AJ and Logan Ferlin, but it's pretty far away. We continue here on the Green Zone. Celebration in Winnipeg. Celebration on the Green Mile. As we go to Lisa Schick. Lisa, what's it like? What has it been like down on the Green Mile tonight?
You know, everybody is all smiles, happy faces, and singing lots of Green is the Color here. I've got, you know, cowbells. There are a million rider flags here. Everybody is best friends tonight because everybody here is a rider fan.
Has it been a pretty good atmosphere down there? Like, is it just elation more than anything else?
Oh, yeah. Everybody is excited. They're saying this is the 10th year. A lot of them say that they knew this was going to be their year. A little concerned as they got to the end of the game, but lots of people saying, you know, they're so excited. They've been waiting so long for this to happen.
So I did understand that some people might have been trying to climb up lampposts, but the police put a stop to that, so as they should.
Well, you know, certainly I climbed up on traffic light, drank a beer, and then climbed back down here. Nobody got hurt, thankfully. Not seeing anybody get hurt here. Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like still that some people might be dispersing now, but it sounds like it was a pretty good crowd.
Oh, yeah. The intersection here at Albert and Victoria, absolutely packed. There were a few guys that were kind of
taking everybody on a parade here for a little bit, up Vic to the police blockade, and then back in here.
What are people saying about
off,
what the...
I hope they get Shep off that light post in a hurry.
What are they saying about what this win means for the fan base, for them?
They're so happy to be here. You know, Rider fans, they are diehard. They stay with this team through thick and thin. But people are saying, you know, these 12 years has been such a long wait. A couple of people telling me, you know, they think this is going to be, you know, a few years going. They think this could be the start of the dynasty.
Well, Lisa, great job on the Green Mile with us as Saskatchewan celebrates a Grey Cup championship. Jamie and I, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson, Kevin Martell, back in the studio. Where are we off to next?
Back to Winnipeg and Bert. And Bert, I understand this. You must be the good luck charm for this team. This is the fourth time you've been there for a Ryder Grey Cup win?
That is correct. Me and my wife have been there four times for the Ryder wins at the Grey Cup. And this win is more special because there's three generations of Bartakes here in this vehicle right now, and we got to share the 2025 win.
How many people were at the game with you? What was it like at the end?
Oh, we stuck around at the end. We just left the stadium here probably about 20 minutes ago. We waited for the riders to come to where they were getting off the field so we could high-five them and scream and holler and cheer with them. It was great. There's six of us here by going to the game and enjoying it. My two sons, my wife, and two grandchildren.
What's it like to be able to share this moment through the generations of what it means to be a Ryder fan?
All of us here are season ticket holders. My two sons come from Saskatoon with their kids and their spouses to the game, and me and my wife drive from Melville to be at the game with our two sons and our grandkids and daughter-in-laws. It's the dream come true. The generational dream.
How old are the grandkids?
The oldest one is 13.
Well, the they're going to...
Youngest one is, I don't know, 7? I don't know. I'm the old guy here.
They'll remember that forever. I remember I was 8 years old when the Rough Riders won the 1989 Grey Cup. That's still my favorite game, probably for the grandkids as well. Thanks for joining us here as Saskatchewan continues to celebrate their Grey Cup championship. The fan line is open here tonight. Kevin, where are we going to next?
We're going to Regina and Daniel, and hey, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are Grey Cup champs. Daniel, how does that sound?
Oh, that sounds amazing. Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yep.
Guess what? We're champions. We're back at it. It's been 12 years. There couldn't be nothing better. All night we've been listening to Green as the Color. We just came back from Albert Street. And you know what? Tonight, Rider Nation, it's the time to celebrate. There's nothing better out there. I'm here with my best friend, Elliot. He's been a season ticket holder forever. He's been taking me to games, and you know what? We couldn't be more happier than what happened tonight.
Let's go, Durs!
Go, Durs! thanks for the call tonight here on the Green Zone, a special Saskatchewan Celebrates edition. Yes, now that they've gotten up. They just got up. They've been on the field lying there the whole time I was talking. It's Logan Ferland and A.J. Ouellette, who were in the middle of the field here at Princess Auto Stadium.
Jamie?
Just soaking it in.
Jamie?
Yes.
How could you not recognize A.J. Ouellette, even from
they
a
were
distance?
Lying down. Okay. I couldn't tell because they were lying down.
The big beard,
and then when they sat up,
hair,
I'm like, oh,
oh man, yeah. Jamie. Okay. I'm glad you're not
see
a referee.
I didn't see them walk out. I just turned around and they're two guys lying on the field, and I'm like, who are they? Then they stood up. I was like, oh, that's AJ's main for sure. That is AJ Ouellette and Logan Ferland.
Is Logan Ferland walking in front of him and AJ right behind him?
No.
Just like
side by side.
Okay.
Side by side.
Side by side. All right.
As we continue here on the Green Zone, a Saskatchewan Celebrates edition. Daryl, are you ready, by the way?
Yeah, for player of? Sure.
For Game Warriors.
Warriors.
from big plays, big catches, and big hits. Now, Game Warriors.
Okay, Daryl Davis, what do you got for players of the game, offensive player of the game for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
Well, we try not to go with the quarterback, but we're going with the quarterback. 23 out of 27, 302 yards, no TDs, no interceptions, no sacks for Trevor Harris. So I think, and I agree with the FRC, he's the player, the outstanding player, so he's the game warrior for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
And who you got for the Montreal Alouettes?
Well, I think that Stevie Scott, the running back who didn't surface until the Rough Riders played him earlier this year when they needed a running back, came in and did a pretty nice job for them. They probably could have used him a little bit more. The game might have helped save a little bit of wear and tear on their quarterback. Stevie Scott had 15 carries for 78 yards and a touchdown. I think he added a couple of catches. Yeah, four catches.
He did.
Three catches for 27 yards. Yeah. So that's pretty good performance from Stevie Scott, the third.
Let's go to the defensive game warrior for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Well, I know Jameer Thurman had a great game, made 11 tackles, but Scott got some yards. Tavon Campbell was a guy we were looking at all week. How's he going to do, right? The very first play, he had some ups and downs tonight. But I tell you, when they really needed him, Tavon Campbell made the right play at the right time. Three defensive tackles, interception, and he forced that fumble, as far as I could tell, on the play of the game. So I'm going with Tavon Campbell, even though there were a couple of times, but that was the battle that we were looking at. How was he going to do against Tyson Philpott? Sometimes Philpott won, sometimes Campbell won, but in the end, Campbell won because the Riders won.
And for the Montreal Alouettes?
Well, this is a tougher one. You know, I told you that Najee Murray was going to win, but nine defensive tackles. I think Tyrese Beverett, they didn't run it. They ran in his direction a little bit, but he seemed to be the guy in the backfield all the time for five defensive tackles. Great player, great linebacker. They have a bunch. One of those tackles was for a loss. He's in the backfield. He's an amazing talent, and I think that he's a pretty fine choice as a defensive game warrior for the Montreal Alouettes.
There are your game warriors as we continue here on a special Saskatchewan Celebrates edition of the Green Zone. 1-877-332-8255. A lot more to come as the Riders continue to celebrate their fifth Grey Cup championship. This is 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the Green Zone. A special post-game edition as Saskatchewan celebrates their fifth Grey Cup championship. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, and Belton Johnson. Kevin Martell is back, of course, running the show from my chair, where I usually am. But my chair right now is at Princess Auto Stadium. But Kevin, where are we going to next?
We are going to Winnipeg again. Brendan, and are you singing tonight, Brendan? We are the champs.
Oh, I was singing. The five guys I cruised up with are singing. The one thing that I keep getting let down by is our kickers, whether it's Brett Lawther or Walker. But you know what? I don't care tonight because, boys, we are the champs. We've won it. They played well. This team, second to none, it proved it tonight. We can stick with the best. This is the best team in the league. They proved it all season long, capped it off tonight. Heck of a game. You know, start to finish, everybody played well. We blew coverage in our secondary like we do every game, but that's expected. Was I let down? A little bit. Did we come back and get three interceptions or two interceptions and win the game? Of course we did. Guys, awesome game. Rider fans were there till the end. We had event staff telling us it's time to go. We didn't want to leave. And you know what? The cop's going to be even better when it's sitting with us at home.
Well, there's no doubt about that, as it's been a 12-year wait, not even just between appearing in Grey Cups, but we have a lot more to come here on a special celebratory Saskatchewan edition of the Green Zone. I want to play this from Britton Gray here as from the Rider locker room with Mark Mueller. Yes, another championship for the family. His grandfather, Ron Lancaster, won in 1966, won other championships, of course, in his CFL career. Mark has won with the Calgary Stampeders. Larry, his dad, was on the 1989 staff. Here's Mark Mueller after the game.
That's awesome. I watching these guys celebrate, they've earned it, man. Nobody has worked harder than this group. Since we got here in December of 23 or whatever year it was, it's been, I've just been so impressed with the organization, the work ethic of everybody. It's awesome. I'm so proud to be their coach, and I'm so proud that they would believe in me to let me be their coach.
What's it mean to you to do this for this organization? I see your grandfather and everything.
I mean, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's really cool.
What do you think that party's going to be like in Regina?
I hope it's a lot of fun, because that's everyone deserves to have fun with a night like tonight. This is great. I'm going to have lots of fun tonight, too. I'm going to probably have anywhere between 18 and 24 Pilsner is my bet.
What can you say about Trevor Harris?
He's the man. I love him.
And still doing it.
Yeah, I'm grateful for a lot of people in my life that have made a major difference. And Trevor's right up there at the top, man. He believed in the kid coming from Calgary that he'd never met or talked to, and he believed in us. And once he believed, everyone else did. I'll be forever grateful for Trevor.
And just what's to say about this offense, all the injuries, everything you've gone through.
Well, and we had injuries during the game.
During the game, to come through and do this.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks a lot of the coaches are great. Marquay McDaniel, Ed Harrison, Andrew Harris, Josh Donnelly, those guys are excellent. And they get everyone ready to play because everyone could play. And I'm so proud of the hard work these guys put in. They're awesome. John Mace is here, Corey's dad.
Brother.
One of my favorite people in the world.
The guy listens to me once in a while.
I've never once listened to him, but he's a good guy.
Mark, so I guess you enjoy this evening and then break back at it?
We'll get back to work. We'll enjoy it probably for the week. And then that's the best part about football. You got to get back at it. But we're going to enjoy this for a while. This group is special, and I'll spend as long as these guys want to stay. I'll stay with these guys.
That is Mark Mueller after the game. Of course, another championship for that family probably means a little bit more to Mark that he's wearing green this time with his latest Grey Cup. But, Kevin, where are we going to next as we continue our special Saskatchewan Celebrates edition of the Green Zone?
Well, all night we've been hearing from callers right across the province and for many callers in Winnipeg at the game as well. But now we're going to go international. We are going to the capital of California, Sacramento, and that is where we find Donna tonight.
Hey, we won! A big shout-out to my sister, Deb. We had season tickets. I was born and raised in Saskatchewan, and I lived part of the year in Sacramento. And we drove all summer to and from the games from Emma Lake or Saskatoon, and listening to you guys on the way down and on the way back. And it's just so nice that you have extended this so that we can call in and thank you and say what a great year it was, and to thank the players. And it was just a fabulous year. I just loved every minute of it. I wish I was at the game tonight, but that wasn't possible.
Well, that is a great call here, Don. What like Rider Nation's far and wide? How much of a connection do you feel to Saskatchewan when you see these Rough Riders play?
Oh, 100%. I'm a Saskatchewan girl. I always will be. Always a Rider fan till the day I die. Bleed green, absolutely.
Well, enjoy the rest of the evening celebrating the 5th.
Hey, we're having champagne. What can I say?
Yeah, as you should. As you should. Cheers to that. As that is Donna in Sacramento, California, celebrating a Rough Rider championship, the 5th in franchise history. We are going to hear from Logan Ferlin before we wrap up our special coverage. Saskatchewan Celebrates here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are your 112th Grey Cup champions, 25-17 the final, as we wrap up our night here on the Green Zone. Special coverage of Saskatchewan celebrates. Still have some housekeeping. We still have to hand out the Bold Predictions Champion Trophy. There is no trophy, but maybe we should make one for our winner this year. But first,
they weren't the game warrior, but they definitely made an impact. Time to sing the praises of the game's unsung heroes.
Daryl Davis, what do you got for the unsung heroes for the Rough Riders and the Alouettes?
Well, I think we got to give it to a group for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You guys were talking about it, and that offensive line was just dominant. You don't even know half of them because they've been hurt. They played hurt tonight, a couple of them, when they lost Peyton Collins for a while. Trevion Tate has to move inside. They move Fry outside to tackle. Amazing. And what did Trevor Harris say in his post-game press conference? I don't even think I needed to wear shoulder pads tonight because he didn't remember getting hit. That's a testament to that offensive line. They're the unsung heroes. They don't have statistics. When they don't have statistics, that's probably the best thing. And I think an awesome performance that really made the difference and probably contributed more to Saskatchewan's win than all those wonderful plays that we talk about. But the domination of the offensive line was the key.
And for the Alouettes?
I don't care what Davis Alexander's stats were. I'm not even looking them up. I know he threw three interceptions in the first half, and everybody was saying, all the experts are saying, pull that guy out. Those people who aren't experts, because they obviously don't know how the Alouettes fold up with McLeod Bethel Thompson at quarterback and how they respond with Davis Alexander at quarterback. He's playing hurt, and he rallied them to almost win, and he wasn't the guy who dropped the football. He almost carried them on his back with a limp, and I'm thinking that that's what an unsung hero does. I know the quarterback always gets blame and credit, but man, oh man, that was a gutsy performance in that second half, and I think, you know, he's 13-1 as a starter, and this one will hurt him a lot, but he did everything he could to keep this team, his team, in contention.
Well said. Well said. There's your unsung heroes. There was another champion crowned tonight. For our season winner of Bold Predictions, we make bold predictions all year long from the preseason. All the points matter. And Belton Johnson had the lead going into the final. But Belton, Daryl Davis,
no,
kicked our tail. No. Tonight.
Oh, I got lots right tonight.
He kicked our tail.
Can I challenge this?
Tonight, Sam Emilis, 108 yards. Daryl said 104 rushing yards for Davis Alexander. Daryl said 15. He had 14 yards. That's 10 points right there. That's another 17 points right there. Daryl Davis is the Bold Predictions champion for 2025.
Congratulations, Daryl.
Before we say goodnight, we heard from one Sasky boy in Mark Mueller. Before we say goodnight, let's hear from another one. Grey Cup champion, first time Grey Cup champion, Logan Ferland.
I'm still in shock. I'm trying to cry, but I can't because I'm thinking I'm in a dream right now. This is worth every penny. You know, I'm just so appreciative of my family, the sacrifice they make for me to have this opportunity and live out my dream.
What would you say to your six-year-old self right now?
Man, keep grinding. Just trust the process, keep grinding. You never know what you can truly accomplish if you set your mind to it.
Logan, not bad for a kid from Melfort, Saskatchewan, huh?
I'll take it.
What's it mean to do it with this group of offensive linemen? So much adversity, man, throughout the year. Here you guys go.
So proud of this unit. So proud of our team for sticking together. Everything we've been through. The ups, the downs, since I've been here. I'm so happy for guys like Jorgen Hoos, Mitch Picton, been grinding out for so many years, Brett Lawther. Just couldn't be happier.
What's this mean for the Saskatchewan guys?
This is everything. This is all we wanted. That core group of guys that stuck together for this long, it's finally come, all our work's kind of finally come to fruition.
What do you think that party's going to be like in Saskatchewan?
And I can't wait. It's going to be a party for 6 months. This is never going to end.
Yes. Keep the party going, Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan is celebrating a Grey Cup championship. That's a wrap for the Green Zone pre- and post-game shows. A special thanks to all the callers all season long who kept us entertained, honest. It's always a pleasure. When we say we're home of the fans, we really do embrace being home of the fans. Kevin Martell, thanks for holding in for the night, holding down my chair this evening. Thank you to Scott Vickers coming in, Sarah Mills behind the scenes, Libby Gray, Mia Holloway, Chuck, Lisa Schick, Jillian Massey from the province of Winnipeg, Manitoba, where Libby was, to the streets in Saskatoon and Regina. A special shout-out to producer Scott Vickers. He was coming in. Sarah Mills was running things. Chance behind the glass, my main man. He's doing it, crushes it all the time. And, of course, my two, my dearest. I wish I was there to celebrate with some champagne with Daryl Davis and Belton Johnson. You two make me come to work every day with a smile on my face for game days. Thank you so much. That was a heck of a season, boys.
Capped it the way it should have been capped, I guess. Well done, everybody.
Hey, two great cups under our belt. Hey,
yeah, every 12 years. Let's do it again in 12 more years.
How about we start again in May
as the
Rough Riders defend
the
Grey Cup championship. Have a great night. Celebrate Saskatchewan. The Rough Riders are Grey Cup champions. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.